football on off the ball.
So when you look at Kerry Football Club now and where we are, these are things that we've battled through for many, many years. These are obstacles that we've been willing to jump and willing to fight on through.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball Breakfast.
With UPMC Sports Surgery Clinic. When things don't move, rotate or bend like they used to, choose us to help you get back in action.
It is a legend of the NFL, a legend, an icon of the Pittsburgh Steelers. He won two Super Bowls, Keith, in 2008 and 2010. He is in Dublin and he's live on the line now. It's Brett the Diesel Kiesel. Brett, good morning.
Morning, Brett.
Good morning, boys. How are we doing?
I'm going to say this to you and I know you're going to understand it. What's the crack? And he's gone. I think we're having a bit of a struggle here with Brett's line. We're going to work on getting Brett back up there. It's a fascinating career for people who don't know. He scored one touchdown, but he's a defensive end. So he barely touched the football for his whole career, Keith. Mm. And yet he's an icon of the game with two Super Bowls as part of this amazing defence that the Steelers had in the late 2000s into the early 2010s. And this is an incredibly stable organisation, the Pittsburgh Steelers. They've had three bosses since the late 1960s. Like, their incumbent has been in charge since 2007.
I like that, though. It's a great base, isn't it? Just feel secure, and whatever happens in the dressing room, you know, well, they're not going to pull the bullet.
No.
They're not going to pull the trigger on the manager. Yeah, I like that. It's great, great base to work from, going in every day, knowing everything is secure, and the board are generally sound people in terms of not, you know, chopping and changing things. So, yeah, and maybe you could explain. I'm sure a lot of people don't notice. He scored a defensive touchdown.
Yeah, ran the pitch, the turf.
Yeah,
helped by his teammates, but remarkable because it was his one and only touchdown, but it was a brilliant touchdown that anyone would be proud of.
I never heard the term defensive touchdown.
Yeah, there you go. You're learning all these new things. Yes, so he, Brett is a fan of Ireland. He fished in Leash earlier this year. Hence the question, what's the crack? Because he understands this lingo. He's a big fan of us. Originally from Wyoming. I'm back now. So while we're waiting to reestablish the line there, just in case we can get Brett back, another shout for underappreciated player. And I like this one, right? Call it on YouTube. Ramirez. Now, it's spelt with an S. So I presume it's to do with the Chelsea midfielder. Do you remember number 7 for Chelsea?
He went to Liverpool as well?
No, don't think so.
Are we thinking of the centre midfielder?
Let's get back to that conversation because we do have Brett Kiesel back on the line. Brett, good morning again. Part two.
Good morning, guys. I think we're back for the crack now.
You got it straight away. Great to hear. I mean, I thought I was going to fall flat when I asked you what the crack was because it was silence on your end. But you're very understanding of this Irish lingo.
I appreciate you guys pubbing me up, like talking about my interception return and the history of the Steelers. You guys know your stuff. Thank you.
You know, we wanted to talk with you about that, but we didn't know if we were going to get you back, so we might as well just talk about Brett, but now we can talk with Brett. Look, we should start with what's happening this weekend, of course, because history is created in Ireland, the first ever NFL game to take place here. It's in Croke Park. You're aware of the stadium already, I know. I heard you talking about it earlier this year, but it's incredibly exciting, isn't it?
It's wonderful. I was fortunate enough to come down here in April for the draft and to see the people, to kind of get enriched in the culture. As you mentioned earlier, I got to go out and fish. You know, we've just had such a wonderful time. And I got to give a great shout out and just can't think about our late owner, Dan Rooney. You know, he used to be an ambassador here and just talked and is from, you know, Ireland lineage and how much he loved it here and the culture. And he would just be so happy to see this today. Like all these Steeler fans rolling in here to Dublin to go watch the match against the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah, I know it's incredible because we are used to college football being played here. There was a game here a few weeks ago, but, you know, talk to us, particularly for the casual NFL fans among us in Ireland, or people who don't follow it at all. How much of a step up in attention and energy will this be because it's an NFL game this weekend?
Well, the main thing is that it is a regular season game. It's the first one here. There has been a preseason game, which is kind of when teams are figuring out who's going to be on their roster and who they're going to take for the season. But the regular season games means everything. Every game is important. You're trying to stack as many chips as you can going into January and February when Super Bowls are won. But you need all these games. It's a little different feel coming across the pond. And, you know, trying to get your routine to where it is to play, but the great players know how to do it. Mm. And I just can't wait to see Croke Park decked out and terrible towels going crazy for them Steelers, baby.
Absolutely. Well, you, of course, will be biased here when I ask you this question, but who's going to win on Sunday between the Steelers and the Vikings? Because they're both 2 from 3 so far this year.
Yeah, the Vikings have a really good team. They have a really good team. It's going to be close. It's going to come down. I always believe in the defense. You know, whatever defense plays better, and maybe someone can get that sweet touchdown on defensively like you guys were talking about mine. Thank you. If that can happen, we'll be in good shape. So, I, of course, I'm thinking Steelers 33 and Vikings 27.
Okay, that sounds like a pretty competitive game. So that's one for the fans for sure. There's a beautiful light shimmering on your face right now, Brett. I wonder, is it your two rings that you got in 2008 and 2010?
I should have brought them. No, I should have brought them. There's a great reflection. Yeah, they got me in a good spot here. I love seeing the beautiful sunshine here in Dublin this morning.
Oh, you know how to flatter us. If you had to pick, I mean, they're both so special, of course. And I don't want to be asking you questions that you've been asked countless times before, but is there any preference at all between those two Super Bowls in 2008 and 2010? Were they very different? Were they the same feeling? Can you talk to us about the difference between winning one and two?
Well, the first one was so special because it's your first one. You've never been there. I remember being so nervous. I didn't do much, but other than prepare for the game, you know, we were the sixth seed. We barely leaked into the playoffs and became the first sixth seed to ever win a Super Bowl. And it was special because we got to take our leader, Jerome Bettis, back to Detroit, and he won a Super Bowl from where he was born. That was amazing. I think 43 is probably a little bit more special to me because I was a starter in that game. I ended up landing on the football at the very end. Lamar Woodley strip sacked Kurt Warner. I landed on the ball. That's called a fumble recovery, and the game was over. We took a knee, and the confetti rained down, baby.
That fumble recovery is like, in the grand scheme of things, I don't know if you heard us talk about this, Brett, but one of the few times that you actually touched the football. And that's so fascinating to the likes of Keith and myself who talk about soccer here all the time, and that, you know, you, obviously forever you have the football at your feet. But you touch this thing so rarely in a game that you play that's centered around this object that you know very little about. It's incredible.
Yeah, defensively, our job is to get that ball back. You know, if we can punch it out, if we can knock it out, if we can intercept it, that's the job, is to get the ball back, get it to the offense so they can go down and score. And if you can score defensively, if you can do something defensively, which that happened in Super Bowl 43 as well, James Harrison had the greatest play in football history. He returned an interception 100 yards all the other way. It happened at halftime. Like, it was such a flip of momentum and a 14-point swing, really, you know. So it's very important, and that's what we're trying to do, get that ball back. Because we don't get to touch it much.
No, exactly. It's historical when you do, especially one particular time, which is my segue into this question, Brett, is if you're in a bar somewhere in America and for some reason people don't recognize you and you want to say just who you are, do you lead with the two Super Bowls or your one touchdown? Because you can whip your mobile out and show them on your cell phone. Look at this.
Yeah, people come up to me a lot and they'll be like, you know, you look a lot like Brett Kiesel, and I'm like, man, I get that all the time. So we just roll with it. Then they'll be like, wait, are you? And I'll go, yeah, it's me. So it works out great. You know, when I have my big beard, it's kind of hard not to, because it's like basically waving a flag, like fear to beard, you know. But when it's trimmed down, I could blend in pretty good.
Because it's funny, because you were part of this incredibly successful organization in the NFL for 4 years without getting a start, you know, from 2002 to 2006. So you could have gone about your business in America, and then you decided, maybe there's not too many characters left in the game anymore. I believe you were inspired by ice hockey when the beard came in.
Was. That's true. You know your stuff, buddy. That's true. The Pittsburgh Penguins are an ice hockey team. The year before, in 2009, I saw all these guys, you know, it's mystique or team. Like, they for superstition, they grow their beards out during the playoffs. And I'm like, man, I've never really done that. I've never really just like let it go. And we ended up kept winning. And so I just let it go all year for superstition. And it really turned into an amazing thing. We went all the way to Dallas and played in our third Super Bowl. And unfortunately, we ended up losing that game. But something great came out of it. We came up with Shear to Beard. And yeah, we've grown the beard out, cut it out every year for charity. It all goes to Children's Hospital of UPMC. And, you know, we've raised over $1 million thanks to wonderful Steeler Nation and people that appreciate the beard.
Yeah. Now, Brett, what I wanted to ask you, when you won the Super Bowl, even the fourth time or the second time, did you get that feeling of achievement? You know, I felt I went around my whole career chasing this feeling of achievement, but never quite got it. But when you look at the American footballers in the Super Bowl, it feels like once you win the Super Bowl, that achievement is just unlocked straight away.
I'll never forget it, going into the locker room having won. And there were robes in our locker room that had Super Bowl champions on them. All of us put our robes on, you know, because it's the pinnacle. You work so hard. You train so hard. There's so many things that you have to overcome to just get to that game and to win it and to have – it's just a relief. This is just – joy, relief that comes over your body that you have reached the top. You can't get higher. This is as high as it gets, and it's going to last forever. And that's an amazing, amazing feeling.
Mm-hmm. Tell me this, Brett. How do you ever replace the buzz of playing in such a successful team? You know, when you retire, how do you replace it? Because I know you're a big man for fishing. You're in Leash, enjoying yourself doing that in Ireland. How do you substitute it?
For me, I replace it in the outdoors. I love the outdoors. I love being outside. I have a farm back in Pennsylvania. It's incredible to go there. I like to hunt, so I'm an archery hunter, and it's intense when you're archery hunting. It's the animals are close and, you know, you got to be right in there. That's really the only thing that could get my heart pounding, like an adrenaline going, like running out the tunnel and playing ball, is being around, I think, like wild animals, bears and such.
Archery is bow and arrow, is it?
Huh?
Archery, yes, sir. Is bow and arrow.
Yeah,
bow and arrow.
My God, that seems intense.
Bow, you know, that was my sack dance. I would do the shoot the arrow up into the stands.
So what's your relationship with bears like? Are you not terrified of them? Because it's such an alien concept to people in Ireland.
We're brother bears, yeah. And I don't hunt the bears. I'm mostly hunting deer. I tell people the recipe for a great beard is deer meat. You know, I grew up eating deer meat, and we hunted on our farm, and you know, that's just how I enjoy getting close. Now, with the bears, we have bears everywhere in Pennsylvania. And, you know, we just hug it out when they come by, say, what's up? I haven't seen any deer. Have you? No, we'll go, you know, about our business. That's all.
Is it true your coach, Mike Tomlin, would get frustrated when you were stroking your beard in team meetings?
Well, yeah. I mean, it just distracted him, I think. So he would just tell me, like, put your hands down. Because, you know, when my mustache was long, it got long enough that I could, like, pull it behind my ears. You know, it got real long. So he would be like, stop doing that. You're messing me up. I'm trying to teach the team here what we need to do.
Yeah.
But we were lucky to have a great leader in Coach Tomlin. You know, he's a winner. And It was awesome to win a Super Bowl with them.
The length of the beard was nearly as impressive as the Super Bowls themselves, Brett. time is of the essence, so I just want to get across a few of the best bits, right? And again, don't want to be asking you questions that you're always asked, but I'm fascinated by these answers. Who's the best player you played with?
I think the best player I played with was probably Paul Amalo. He had a gift that he could see things, and he made our defense really special.
And the same question, but against, and you played against some bona fide legends.
I would probably say Brady, just with his resume. He was very tough to beat. And obviously his, you know, he's got rings that scatter across both hands. So it was great to go against him. And,
yeah,
you know, I got to strip sack him in Pittsburgh. That's a nice memory I have.
You know, the sense of your career overall, is it a sense of complete accomplishment? Because I know, Brett, when you were starting off, you wanted to play offense. You wanted to be a tight end. And then the coaches saw something else in you and they discovered a different path. But you won the ultimate twice. So do you feel completely fulfilled in this life that you hadn't destined for yourself specifically?
Completely fulfilled isn't a strong enough word. You know, it was a dream come true to be able to get drafted by Pittsburgh, to spend my whole career in Pittsburgh, to play with the amazing teammates and in front of the amazing fan base that was there consistently. You know, we've been here at the airport and it's just filled with Steeler fans. And I'm telling people how we used to play in opposing stadiums and have more fans in that stadium than they did, the home team. So it's going to be and was amazing to be a part of this journey here in Pittsburgh. And I fulfilled isn't a strong enough word. I'm totally satisfied.
Just final word from me on Aaron Rodgers. I know you're very familiar with Rodgers and his greatness, but can you put it into word for us beyond us just observing him? What's he like up close?
He's great. You know, he was one of those guys that actually beat us in the Super Bowl there in Dallas. So when I first saw him, I went up and I was going to sack him because I felt like I owed him that. And, you know, he kind of shook me off, you know, but he's been great. I think he's someone that the team really looks up to and can still sling the rock. So he's going to have to keep going and we hope he can stay healthy and take us back to the Super Bowl.
What's your advice for Keith here to grow a big beard?
Well, you got to have some deer meat. I mean, that's the number one thing. So I'll send you some, bud.
Yeah, I'll take some deer meat. I have a very, very wispy beard. Very wispy.
What is wispy?
Yeah, and then you just...
patchy.
You ever growed it out? I ever let it go?
I did, but I've got like tints of ginger, a little bit of white, some grey, some black in there. If I am going to grow it out, I think I'd have to dye it as well. And that's where I'm... it's too much maintenance.
Yeah, well... you and your colleague there, you might have to come up with a bet, and whoever, you know, wins keeps the beard, and whoever doesn't's going to have to grow it for the whole year.
No, yeah, Brett, we're in the three stages of beard here. This is stubble, a little bit of beard for me, and a lot of beard for you, and that's a perfect place to leave it, because it's the beard himself. Brett, what a pleasure. Enjoy the weekend. Have a great time. Thanks a million for coming on with us this morning.
You boys keep up the great work, and go Steelers. Let's go.